Hello.
Welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and I'll be talking to you every week about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is salt, that is sodium chloride, common table salt. In regards to health, the first thing that comes to mind is probably that we eat too much of it in this country. In people who have high blood pressure, reducing salt intake can often help this condition. Perhaps we all know someone who smothers everything on their plate with salt from the shaker before they even taste their food. On the other hand, I'll never forget a study from a few years back that showed salt restriction indeed reduced elevated blood pressure in about a third of the subjects, did nothing for another third of the subjects, and actually raised it higher in another third. That's right, restricting the salt actually increase their blood pressure. Of course, our body fluids and blood are about 1% salt. And with moderate blood loss to the point of going into shock, a person can be revived without actually needing a transfusion, oftentimes by intravenous administration of saline solution or salt water. In traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic or the ancient Indian system of healing, salty flavor is one of the five basic classifications of flavors for herbs and foods. In the macrobiotic healing system originating in Japan, salt is seen as very important in getting the right amount in their diet. One writer described the inability of bacteria to exist when we have enough salt in our systems. We've seen people who have been limiting sodium intake revive in energy when they reintroduce salt into their diet. In homeopathy, salt is called natrum muriaticum, one of the most used remedies. A person needing this remedy is generally introverted, and when they impulsively enter into a relationship, they tend to suffer. Such a person may also dwell on the past. Think of Lot's wife in the Bible, who turned into a pillar of salt by turning backward. Think of sodium chloride as in the blood, as opposed to potassium being inside the cell. So salt can kind of feel like an outsider. Well, this has been another Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and be sure to listen to me again next week.